Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
It's still not moving. You've got Sam's, you've got Morley's, you've got the chicken shop, all them, you've got more oil than anybody else, and you're still not moving. There's no oil today. There's strictly the word. Change your position. Change your position. They arose. Yesterday it's about the light. Today it's about you rising. Christian, God ain't looking for no bench warmer no more. God ain't looking for no pew keeper anymore. He's looking for people that will arise. And people will do the works of him that sent him and finish the work. Is there a church here? I'm here to stir you up. To do things that you never thought you could imagine. Some of you look so quiet. I want to let you know the quiet ones are the loudest ones on the inside. You see you, Melissa? You see when God gets ready to use you, when you're ready to be used of God. Come on, clap your hands. Because many of us, it's not about God getting ready to use us. It's about us being available. And God is saying, listen, I'm looking for those who are available. I'm looking for those that are available to be used by God. You see, this man of God, he's always been available. Always been available. There are times they're saying, Bishop Kevin, I want you to preach. You know, I say, no. Ask Apostle, ask Minister Ian, answer. Anybody but me. But it's something about being available to God. That God can use that person. God can raise that person. And God can elevate that person. God wants to elevate some people in this place. And I don't want it just to be a word that goes over your head. He's saying, I want you to change your position. And as we go further down, after we go to the lepers, there are many gifts that are laying dormant. God is saying, arise, change your position. God is saying, I need you to dig up the dream. I heard someone say something so profound. He's saying, when we're young, we have dreams. When we're old, we have regret. That will never be your story in the name of Jesus. The amen. Let your amen sound louder than that. That will never be your portion. Live now. Live now. Go on college campus. Go on university campus. Start the prayer teams. Someone's looking for someone else to start the prayer team. Someone's looking for someone else to start the Bible study. No, he's looking for you to start the Bible study. He's looking for you to do the exploits for him. He's looking for you. Change your position. Young Christians, listen, it ain't time to be shy about Jesus or be ashamed of the name. Don't you ever be ashamed of the name. Let me talk to some of our young people here, like me. Don't you ever be ashamed of the name. You stand up for God. Because when you change your position, you'll be surprised who'll come after you. Is there a church here? You'll be surprised who wants to follow you. Elamara, you'll be surprised. How many women that are older than you look up to you? I'm still waiting for a hand clap. I'm telling you the truth. There's women that are older than you that look up to you. That means you have influence. Makarabasata. And God is saying, I need you to use your influence. Every single one of us has influence, but it's how we're using it. And we're never going to really see the full potential of our influence until we... God is saying, now is the time. Today is the season. Today is the acceptable day. Arise as I take you down. How long have I got, man of God? The Bible says, Mark 10, 46, I believe. There was a man that was sitting down in sickness, sitting down in darkness, and he was in true darkness. And his name was blind Bartimaeus. But as the bishop said, we have to preach Jesus. And the Bible says this man had been in darkness all his life. And he'd been sitting down in the same place all his life. Listen to me. As a preacher, my job is to get you to the place where God wants you. I'm here to push you into your destiny. I'm not one of those preachers that are happy to see you where you are. you're supposed to grow and go past me. So when I see you on the platforms, I didn't say pulpits, I said platforms. When I see you on stages, when I see you affecting your generation, when I see you holding revivals, I can sit back and say, I've seen where that woman of God comes from. Oh, come and clap your hands for Kinji. I remember that young lady. I remember how she used to sing. Look at her sing now. I remember her. And the Bible said he was sitting down by the wayside. There's some brothers and sisters by the wayside, and they're in darkness, and their life is a mess. But the Bible said he heard that Jesus is passing by. Oh, come and clap your hands. When Jesus passes by, everything changes. I want to let you know, when Jesus passes by, everything can change. And the Bible said he cried out, and some of us need to cry out for the changes that we really want to see in our life. There's some changes I want to see in my family. I'm not happy until I see all my family saved. We've got families in Jamaica, families in America, families in Canada, families right here in England, and they're still not saved. We can be in church, but I'm still not happy. I want to see the position change. Change your position. Change your position. And he cried out for God. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And he told him, shh, don't talk that name. Shh, keep quiet. Stay down. There are some people that want to keep you. But I tell people, listen to me. If you're ordained to be up, you cannot stay down. Young lady, the substance that's in you cannot keep you down. I give this analogy. If you put a ball and kick it on water, the ball is going to float and buoyance on the water. Why? Because of the substances in it. It cannot go under. It must stay above. But if you try to push that ball down, the more and more you push it down, oh my God, I hope you're getting this. The more and more you push it down, if you think you're suppressing it, you're only getting ready to launch it. Come on, is there a church here? Do you get it? And the Bible says that Bartimaeus cried out. And the Bible says, Jesus stood still. There is nothing in this world that can move as fast as the speed of light. But light stood still. And he said, bring him to me. And the Bible says, blind Bartimaeus arose. Some of us, I know sickness might be racking our body. I'm getting ready to pray. But Jesus is saying, arise. And he arose and he threw off his cloak. And he had to feel his way to Jesus. Some of us, we have to feel our way. Feel our way. We need to get closer to him, but we know he's there. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I need my sight. But he did not see until he arose. He says, some things that won't happen for you until you arise from where you are. And God is saying, then you'll be able to see where you're going. Makaraba Santa. He arose. There's another man that was sitting, a lame man sitting in a beautiful gate. There are some lame people in beautiful places. And the Bible said he was there for a very long time. And said, some men of God came along. You need a man of God in your life. Your amen is really weak. Some people don't believe that. You need a man of God in your life. You need a man of God in your life that'll say, listen, I was praying for you. X, Y, Z, A, B, C, P, D, F, R, A, C. I'm talking in code here. You understand? You understand? Some men of God, they won't talk in code. They'll tell you, but I talk to you in code. Do you understand? And you'll say, you know what? Y-E-S-T-R-U-E. True. You need a man of God in your life. Listen, a man of God is not your friend. Let me stay here for a minute. Let me go back to Sunday morning. The man of God is not your friend. It's got really quiet here. I heard a man of God say, listen, your biggest mentor can be your biggest tormentor. Yeah, let that sink in. Your mentor, your biggest torment can be your biggest tormentor. Who feels it knows it. And blind Bartimaeus arose. And he could now see. And there was another man that needed to arise, but he needed some people to help him up. Sometimes you need some people to help you up. Because sometimes we cannot do it on our own. And sometimes when your body is racking with pain, you need some people to help you up. And some of us don't even know what we really need. It's saying, I need silver, I need gold, I need change, I need money, I need naira and yen, I need pounds and dollars. No, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. And I'm here to show you who he is. I'm here to pull you up. It says, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I'm giving to you today. Arise! Arise from where you are. Arise! Because I want to give you change. There was another man. He had been there for 38 years and I'm coming down. 38 years. And Jesus saw him. And this story always complexes me. Jesus bypassed everybody else. He bypassed all the other sick people, lame people, blind people. And he bypassed everybody else. Do you know how special you are? He bypassed everybody else and he says, do you want to be made whole? Because there's something about wholeness. Because I don't care what anyone says, there are many broken people in church. Amen. We sing, we dance, we clap, and we look happy, but there are many broken people in church. Don't take it for granted. We're here to heal. Broken. And he bypassed everyone and says, do you want to be made whole? And he started giving him excuses. Well, you know, I'm near the water, but I'm not really right in the water. And when it's time to get in the water, is there anybody who needs to change their position? You've been near the water, but you need to get into the water. Is there anybody here? He said, here is water. What hinders you from being baptized? And he said, I've got no man to put me in. But Jesus said, arise. Arise. Change your position. Take up your bed and walk. As I come down, there are some people that don't want you to arise. Because all the time the man was down, for the 38 years, no one said nothing. Some people are happy to see you where you are. Just as long as you don't go over them, some people are happy to see where you are. But as soon as the man get better, problems start. No one cared about the man. There's something about arising that will stir up other people. There's something about arising that will stir up other people. When you write a book, oh my God, there's something. When you write a book, who the Dickens does she think she is? She's an orphan now? What else is she going to do? Dagnabbit. There's some people, listen to me, they want to see you where you are, but don't go up. Because the minute you go up, you're going to know it. People will talk. But let them talk what they're talking. Listen, because Jesus is working. Who told you to take up your bed? That's not important. What's important is that you arise. Is there a church here? That's what's important. Nobody cared about the man. But the minute you change your position, get ready for opposition. Now I start preach now. I start preach now. 5 a.m. here we come. Listen, the minute you change your position, get ready for opposition. Sometimes you start singing, you was all right. Then Bishop said, oh, you must come and sing. I remember when he starts singing, that's when the arrows start. But it's okay. Let the arrows come. Because the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You can't catch me because I'm the gingerbread man. You can't catch me again. Let me go, church. You can't catch me again. You can't catch me again. hold me down for a very long time. Now I'm free, you come running after me, but you can't.
Old time something come back again. You see, the minute you arise, you know where your friends are when you arise. Where's our young people? Listen to me. When you start saying, I want to do a degree, what do you have to do all that for?
What do you have to do all that for? So what, you're going to go away? What, you're too good for us now. You're too good. You're too nice. Side eye.
I have to reach them. I have to reach them on the level.
Side eye. You're too good now. You're too good.
Oh, you want to start business now? What, you want to leave the 9 to 5? What? You don't want to come down the pub no more? What, you're too good? When you arise, get ready for opposition. Get ready for the talk. Get ready for the arrows. Get ready for every single dart you can imagine. But let me tell you something now. Who God bless? I said, who God bless? Oh, you're here this morning. Who God bless? No man curse. Change your position. I'm coming down. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, bring him to me. You need that stubborn faith. That faith that won't let go. That faith that says, listen, that bulldog faith, I'm going to hold on to what God promised me. And I'm not going to let go until I get what I want. 38 years. You have to arise. Arise from sickness. Nobody says nothing when you're down. No silver, no gold. Lazarus was dead, but Jesus spoke one word, two words. Come forth! Stand! Arise! Even in a dead situation, listen to me, to dead situations in your life. What do you mean you can't get a mortgage? God works best when it looks dark. I'm going to say that again so you get it. God works best when it looks dark. God, the man of God called me and my wife. In fact, he didn't even call me. He called my wife. He called you, innit? Yeah, he called my wife. Sometimes, listen, man, just say, listen. Because women, you know, sometimes you, where's the women, man? Where's the women? Come on, at least give me a hallelujah. He called my wife and said, listen, go and get your house. So we arise, we go and get house, we go look for house, and we go on the estate agent, and he said, we like this house. See how she's laughing? We like this house. This is blind faith. Estate agent looks at us and said, okay, so how much is the mortgage? How much have you got? True story. We haven't got a mortgage. Okay. No, you're not that smart.
Okay. I see you black people at the door. Okay. Okay, come back to us when you have a mortgage.
We stop, look. No, because they say it's recession. They say there's food crisis and all kinds of crisis. But there's no recession in heaven. I'm coming down. I am. And the man of God, that's why I said it's good to have a man of God in your life. He called us back. The man of God said, you stop, look for the house. He didn't ask us if we stop, you know. He said, you stop, look for the house. I said, go and look for your house. I was in debt. Sorry. We was in debt. We was in debt together. Because if we're in debt together, we're going to get rich together. Is it? Yeah, clap for that one. Yeah. I was in debt. No job. Debt, no job, and no money. Yeah, debt, no job, no money. First thing God do, he canceled the $2,000 debt.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.